Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
I can tell you for sure for myself, I sure as heck didn't enjoy dealing with a couple of narcissists that I had to deal with in my life. They were horrible, and they brought back memories of being bullied as a child and all kinds of stuff. But you will be a better person for it, and we are all here on this planet to grow. We are all here to become the best people that we can. So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life. Welcome to another episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I am Rebecca Zung, and I have been recognized as one of the top 1% of attorneys in the country, and I've written a couple of best-selling books, Negotiate Like You Matter and Breaking Free, a Step-by-Step Divorce Guide. And more importantly, what I do here on this podcast and in my YouTube videos on my YouTube channel and in all of the resources that I offer for people all over the world is I help you escape relationships with narcissists, toxic personalities, difficult people. I help you negotiate with them. I give you step-by-step guidance on how to negotiate with them. And in this particular episode, I'm going to be talking about signs that you have beaten the narcissist, which is kind of an interesting thing because sometimes you're like, have I? I don't even know. And it's great to know what a narcissist is like, but to really have step-by-step guidance from all of the things that I've learned, that's what you need. I've actually dealt with these narcissistic personalities, not only in my law practice, which I have for more than 20 years now as a high net worth divorce attorney. It's the only kind of law I've ever practiced right from the beginning. And I've dealt with narcissists at the highest level, high net worth people who are very used to getting their own way, who are extremely difficult. I learned from the masters, and from that, I also had to deal with a couple of narcissists in my own life who had targeted me, and one in an extended family setting and one in a business setting. And I actually had to learn how to deal with them and get them out of my life and create those boundaries and actually go no contact, which is, you know, it was not an easy thing to do. It was extremely painful, traumatic. I still have some PTSD from dealing with these two people. And so I really have decided to dedicate my life. I've taken what I've learned as a lawyer and a master negotiator. I've spoken on negotiation skills all over the world for many, many, many years, and put that together with what I know about narcissism and all I've learned. I mean, once I realized that the two people I was dealing with were narcissists, I decided I was going to become an expert at narcissism, and I've read every single thing I could get my hand on and learned as much about it as I possibly could. And I've learned how to shift the dynamic in negotiating with them, and so that you feel like you're in control again. So now let's talk about what the signs are that you've actually beaten the narcissist. It's not what you think, by the way. It's not them laying on the floor, writhing in pain and whatever, because they do that sometimes too. And you might see the narcissist collapse. There are signs that a narcissist has collapsed. I've talked about it on this podcast. I also have a whole video on it on YouTube, and you can definitely check those out. But it is quite the sight to see, not the greatest thing to see. But The thing is, it doesn't change who they are. And who they are is a person who needs an endless amount of narcissistic supply. And they are predators. They are like animals out on the terrain in the Serengeti in Africa. I mean, they're like hunting constantly for food. And that food is their narcissistic supply. They need that. That's their oxygen. That's what they live on. And they need an endless amount of that. You're feeding a black hole. It just goes into this black hole. And you're depositing, you're putting all this into it. You know, all your love, all of your efforts, all of the things that you're doing, being wonderful, being there for them, you know, raising their children or providing money or taking them out on the town or giving them the best birthday party ever, or whatever it is that you're doing. You're constantly depositing, and it goes into this black hole and you never get anything out of that deposit. They don't reciprocate in a way that you feel satisfied. What you get back is maybe some love bombing and some, you know, things here and there, but it might be future faking, it might be lip service. And what you are doing with those deposits is feeding their ego. And that narcissistic supply is anything that feeds their ego, which can be positive things. But mostly it's a lot of times negative things, because they get narcissistic supply from devaluing you, from entitlement, playing the victim, intimidating you, fear tactics. All that stuff is a way for them to feed their ego and get that supply that they need, but they never get satiated. It's like never enough supply. Like they have to have more and more and more and more and more. And they attach themselves to you because you're probably an empath, and they are attaching themselves to you to try to get and drain as much supply out of you as they possibly can, which is why, I mean, I remember saying this when I was dealing with one of the narcissists I was dealing with in particular, before I even learned about narcissism. I was like, this person is like a leech. Like they're attaching themselves to me and like sucking the blood out of me. I felt that way. I mean, I also felt like this person was trying to basically take over and stand in exactly where I was. You know, they were very, very jealous of my accomplishments and the things that I had had. And they thought that by attaching themselves to me, that they could almost sort of like become me. And then I would sort of just be not there. And it was a very, very strange sort of thing. And especially because the person that I was dealing with in that particular situation was a covert narcissist. So the rest of the world who wasn't targeted by this person just saw this person as kind, generous, nice, wonderful, and which makes it even more difficult while you're essentially being bullied by this person. I mean, that's basically essentially what it is. I mean, narcissists are bullies. That's what they are. I mean, that's why I had a whole show about bullying when I talked to Jeff Lerner, who went on to become a highly, highly successful business person, but he had been bullied as a child from, you know, because he had some sort of physical abnormality or something. And so I highly encourage you, if you feel bullied by this narcissist, to go back and check out that podcast episode with Jeff Lerner. It was very raw, revealing, inspiring in a lot of ways too. So, but anyway, that's what's going on. So the signs that you've beaten the narcissist are not going to be that the narcissist has collapsed on the floor and is groveling to you. Just they can't, you know, change their spots. So the signs that you've actually beaten the narcissist is, number one, acceptance. Acceptance, and I'm talking about your acceptance. You taking a look at this person and going, okay, this is who they are. This is what happened. And just start to go, okay, this is what happened. It's a learning lesson for me. I have grown from it. And I can tell you for sure for myself, I sure as heck didn't enjoy dealing with a couple of narcissists that I had to deal with in my life. They were horrible, and they brought back memories of being bullied as a child and all kinds of stuff. But you will be a better person for it, and we are all here on this planet to grow. We are all here to become the best people that we can. And once you start learning as much about narcissism as you possibly can, which is why you're here, why the universe brought you here to my podcast, to my videos, to my content, it brought me to you and you to me so that we together could learn about this and start just accepting that they exist on this planet. You are not going to change them. They didn't attach themselves to you because you had so little value. They actually attached themselves to you because you have so much value, because that's where they get the supply. And so you just learn to not beat yourself up over it. Don't regret the fact that this person came into your life. People come into your lives for all sorts of reasons, and a lesson needed to be learned. And every time you're in a challenging situation where you're just like, oh my God, I can't take this anymore. This is like horrible. I feel like I want to die. You know, sometimes they just push you to the brink of, you think that maybe they want you to kill yourself or something, but that's not what they want. They want you to feel that way, but that's not what they want. Because if you actually did that, then there goes their supply. I mean, that sounds really harsh, but it's true.
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zahn.
So here you are, you're listening to this podcast, and you're learning, you're figuring it out. You are, the next time somebody, a narcissist tries to come banging into your life, you're going to be like, I know you. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp can assist you today with your own licensed professional therapist. Private, online, super convenient. You're communicating in less than 24 hours, no waiting room, no leaving your house even. And they are committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So it's easy to change therapists if you need to change therapists. They can help you if you're wherever you are in the world, worldwide, with anything such as depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts. Anything you share is confidential, super convenient, affordable. I want you to start living a happier life today. And so as a listener, you get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/breakingfree. Join over 800,000 people by taking charge of your mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/breakingfree. Are you struggling with how to negotiate and win? Maybe you're dealing with a personality that's particularly challenging, like a narcissist or other high conflict personality, and you're feeling powerless. Make sure to download my free Win My Negotiation cheat sheet at www.winmynegotiation.com.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
By asking the right question, because I'd asked the wrong question, figured out how to go bankrupt. Now I ask the right question, how do I do what I'm supposed to do? And then the audience kept saying, well, do you have it in a book? And I put together my first book, and I tripled my income the first year.
And now we return to today's show.
But when you're in that situation, I want you to just say to yourself, okay, God, universe, higher power, whatever it is that you believe in, or even if you don't believe in anything, just go, what do I need to learn from this situation so I can get out of it and it won't happen to me again? Because if you don't learn the lesson, then another toxic personality, another narcissist is going to be lurking around the corner and ready to just jump back into your life, and you won't have recognized the signs. So here you are, you're listening to this podcast, and you're learning, you're figuring it out. You are, the next time somebody, a narcissist tries to come banging into your life, you're going to be like, yeah, no, I know you. And that's what happened with me. I mean, I've learned about it. I've accepted it. I've understood. Okay, it happened. These are people that are in the world and they decided to attach themselves to me because I had value. And you know, even though I had have been a mastery level negotiator at that point, I'd already written books, I'd spoken about negotiation, I was the keynote speaker for an ABA event, American Bar Association, on negotiation, I really hadn't figured out how to put the pieces together of what narcissism is and how to negotiate with narcissists in a way that you can actually get what you want and start making progress on that. And I didn't figure that out until I was actually dealing with narcissists myself. So it worked out. I mean, hey, I've now been able to help millions of people all over the world between my podcasts and my YouTube videos and my books and all of the resources that I have out there. So I was able to take what I've learned and turn it around and help people with it. It was a painful, painful lesson, but it was really, really, really powerful for me. And so if you don't learn how to deal with narcissism in a negotiation setting, even if you have the greatest lawyer on the planet, you're still going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars and many years into it and still feel like you're nowhere. And that's because narcissists are not on the same plane that you are when you're dealing with them in a negotiation setting. They are looking to continue to get their narcissistic supply by making your life miserable. And you're going, well, and you're over there, well, how do we resolve issues in a way that's reasonable? What's the law? How can we make this fair for each of us and have this something that we can both live with so we can walk away and go our separate ways? Uh-uh. That is not how it goes with narcissists. So when you can start to accept that and understand that and don't get upset and don't take the bait when they are who they are, that will be a huge way that you start to actually beat the narcissist. Okay, so the second way that you know you've beaten the narcissist is when they act the way that they do and you're just observing it. And maybe you actually even think it's funny. So they come back and they start gaslighting or they're hoovering and they're doing all the things that they do and you go, okay, there you are. Being your narky self. I get it. And, you know, I've actually had clients who say to me, can you believe he did this? Can you believe she did that? And I say, yes, I can. What I can't believe is that you can't believe it. I mean, you've been telling me for years now how they act. So when you can start to go, oh yeah, I can believe it, and actually not be surprised that they act like a normal person, but you know, just see them for who they are and just observe it as if you're observing like a two-year-old having a tantrum on the floor, that's when you've really started to beat the narcissist. You know, when you start to see they're hoovering, you just go, you know what? There they go. I'm not taking the bait, not taking you back, not being sucked into your little love bombing. Nope, not happening this time. And maybe you can even laugh at it sometimes. And you can even start using phrases like, I understand that's what you think. I understand that's how you feel, but not taking the bait. And, you know, I actually have a whole video and a whole podcast on phrases to disarm the narcissist. And you can check that out if you want. And it's, I actually have 50 key phrases to disarm the narcissist in my SLAY program. Which is stands for strategy, leverage, anticipate what the narcissist is going to do and focus on you and your case and your position. So anyway, you know, the point is to be able to accept it, be glad that they're out of your life and start working them out of your life and get to a point where you don't even miss them. You're picturing your life without them. You're starting to move on. And then the air will start to feel cleaner. The skies look bluer and you'll start to feel better about life in general. And I mean, really, once you aren't under siege like that all the time and you feel like you're just constantly under attack, you'll be surprised at how nice your life starts to feel. So, you know, start taking care of yourself and, you know, start motivating yourself to maybe meditate or something, pivot your brain so that you don't have that wiring constantly going on anymore, because it can make you lose sleep. It can make you feel sick. I do have a video, by the way, if you want to check it out on my YouTube channel, on self-care to cope with narcissists. But, you know, I know how it can be. You're losing sleep. You're waking up in the middle of the night. You're thinking about it. You're waking up in the morning. You're thinking about it. So come up with ways so that you can get to this point of, you know, not even thinking about them, not even missing them. And so when you can get to the point of where they don't even affect you at all, that's another way of that you've really beaten the narcissist. I was talking with somebody recently who said she had dealt with a horrible narcissist and got out of the relationship 8 years ago. And she said she was talking to somebody the other day and couldn't even remember the narcissist's name. And she was like, oh, wow, oh, my gosh, that's really awesome. I couldn't even remember his name. So how cool would that be if you get to the point where you just don't even miss them? And so that's the last sign of where you've really beaten the narcissist, where you don't miss them. You basically can barely even remember their name, and you've really gone no contact for years and years and years, and you've gotten to a point where you've moved on. And, you know, don't ever think that that narcissist is going to go, yes, that person has beaten me and fallen on the floor, and maybe they will collapse sometimes, and yeah, you know, you can check out videos on that and what that looks like. It cannot be pretty. And narcissists do, by the way, end up self-destructing if you put the screws to them enough. They do end up making mistakes. And I want you to remember that when you are dealing with them in a negotiation setting. They do end up making mistakes. It's really important that you document everything that you can and to keep track, because it is in that documentation that you will start to see patterns emerge, and it is in those patterns that you can start to create that leverage against them. Because the main thing that you need to remember about narcissists is that there's the supply level, there's diamond level supply, and then there's coal level supply. And that diamond level supply is, you know, in how they look to the world, how they look to the community, how they look to people that they respect. And in a litigation setting, it's going to be mediators, judges, other lawyers, things like that. They will not want to look bad in front of any of those people, or maybe it's people they work with or employees or something like that. But the coal level supply is really the, you know, how they are treating you and making you squirm and making your life miserable. Yes, that's great supply and they want it all. But it's sort of like, you know, having the white meat versus the, you know, I don't know, the what's little left over on the bone or something. Yeah, you know, they want it all, but they'll take like they want the better supply if they need to. So what they will end up doing is they'll let go of the coal level supply, which is making you miserable, if it means that they have to do that in order to retain the diamond level supply, which is how they look to the world and the community and all of that. So, and I go over all of that in the Slay program, but I just want you to know that. And if you are getting ready to negotiate with a narcissist, grab my Crush My Negotiation prep worksheet. It's an ebook. It's 15 pages. You can get it at winmynegotiation.com. And if you are dealing with narcissists and you want more help, more guidance, please come on over and join me in my free private Facebook group called Narcissist Negotiators with Rebecca Zung. And I'll make sure that there's links to all this stuff in the show notes as well. And if you are dealing with a narcissist, I send you light and love and strength and support and courage. And I've been there. I've had to deal with them. I know the pain. I know the drama, trauma, and chaos. And I've dedicated my life to creating resources for you all so that you have what you need to negotiate your way out of these relationships and get where you want to be. I hear from hundreds of people all day, every day, who have used my resources and gotten the results they wanted and been able to move on with their lives. So I'm hoping to be able to do the same for you. If you're listening to this podcast, please remember that today is a great day to start negotiating your best life. And thank you so much for listening. And I will see you on my YouTube channel we'll connect again in my next podcast. Thanks so much. Take care. Thanks for stopping by and listening to this episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Check back next Monday for more inspirational pearls of wisdom. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love if you would give it a 5-star rating and tell me what you liked in a review on iTunes. Also, be sure to grab your winning negotiation cheat sheet at winmynegotiation.com. And remember, today is a perfect day to start negotiating your best life.